This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Hey, it's Jess with Cumulus Cares. Two special guests on the line, Liz Perry, the VP of Athletics at the American Heart Association, and Allison Slattery. She is the Communications Director of the American Heart Association. Hello, ladies, and good morning.
Hi, Jess.
Good morning.
All right, so here's the deal. I am excited for this event that's happening on May 20th. However, I am not in any shape whatsoever, to the point that they actually canceled my gym membership because I haven't been there in so long. How much actual physical running am I going to have to do for this event that's happening May 20th in Cranston for the American Stroke Association Teddy's team?
Well, not too much, Jess, because you will have other players.
Woo!
So you'll have people that you can kind of sub in and out on the sidelines. But the good thing is it's not tackle football. It's
right.
Touch football. We want to make sure everyone is safe. We don't injure any current Patriots players or injure any past Patriots players. So we worked with Teddy Bruschi to make sure that it was as safe as possible. So touch football.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't get too hurt. But you will have to do a little bit of running. A football field is pretty long. Start doing your wind sprints now.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun. Once again, the event is happening May 20th. Cranston Stadium, what is that? Stebbins Stadium, right?
Yes, yep, Cranston Stebbins Stadium. It's 23 Jordan Avenue in Cranston.
And we're going to have some current Patriots players. We're going to have some past Patriots players, all for a good cause, part of Teddy's team. And you ladies just finished running the marathon.
We did.
How was that?
It was hot, but it was great. The team, the support from the team was just fantastic, and I think that's really what helped us get to the finish line.
I'd still be running. I'm not going to lie.
I echo that. It was so hot. It's not anything that we had trained in, so it was definitely something new to us. But we did it. We finished. We got the medal.
Wow, that is just. And are you still sore?
Surprisingly, I'm not. I do have a pinky toe issue, but that'll get better. And Allie seems to be perfect. Allie's like walking around, jumping around like she's nuts over there. So I think she's good too.
I'm finally back at the gym.
Oh my goodness. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it took a few days.
Well done, ladies. All right.
Are you gonna run it next year, Jess?
Only if someone's chasing me. That would be the main motivation. Here's my thing, and I know everyone says like when you're doing it, there's so many people cheering you on, it keeps you motivated. But in my brain, it's like that's a long time to run, and I may run out of good music. It would be one hell of a playlist.
True. We both have Spotify playlists, and they're really, really long. So that kind of helped us through.
Mm-hmm.
Having each other also helped us through. But the crowds were awesome. The crowds for Boston are unlike anything you could ever experience.
I know.
Was really unbelievable.
A lot of adrenaline right there.
Yeah. Yes.
And did you cross the line at the same time, or did one get in front of the other?
I got slightly in front of Allie, but only because she went off to the side to give hugs and kisses to her family. So if not, she would have probably finished before me. She was before me. She was a few steps ahead of me the entire race. So I'll take it, but it was only because she stepped aside.
Yeah, she cheated at the end.
Well, you know, Allie, if you know Liz, what you do, she does not like to lose. So that's
no, absolutely not.
It was not a competition between Allie and I by any means.
Yeah, right. So
nice having her, though, because we struggled at a couple different parts of the race, and having a running buddy was awesome.
Oh, well, good for you. I don't think anyone would want to do that with me. Just to hear me complain the entire time is just never going to happen. May 20th, 11 a.m., the Fast Celebrity Touch football game. Now, it benefits Teddy's team, as we said before. And because, Liz, we have chatted before about Fast, and I didn't write it down, but I'm going to guess, because everything stands for something. I'm just going to see if I remember these properly. F is for face.
Yep, face drooping.
Okay. A is for arm.
Yep, arm weakness.
S, speech.
Difficulty.
Okay.
Difficulty.
And
yep.
Is T, time?
Time to call 911.
Yes! I can't believe it. And I didn't even cheat. I wrote it down in my notes, and I was just, you taught me something. Oh, this is very important.
The fact that you listened to me is like a monumental occasion for my life.
It really is. And it's beneficial to know that kind of information as well.
It truly is, absolutely. I mean, while there are multiple different warning signs of stroke, those are the major ones that we've seen that are the warning signs of so many strokes. So it's really, really important to know, because each second that ticks away is brain time, and that's what we want to make sure everyone knows, that if you have those symptoms, you go to the hospital right away, because we have been able to make sure that there are life-saving techniques in place, but you have to get yourself to the hospital in a very quick amount of time so we can save your brain and you have an amazing recovery.
And that's what Teddy's Team is all about, for those of us who don't know, correct?
Yeah, so Teddy's Team actually started 12 years ago. Many people probably know this, but for those that do not, Teddy Bruschi suffered a stroke in 2005, just after the Pro Bowl. And when he was in his recovery, he came to the American Stroke Association and wanted to partner, hence the creation of Teddy's Team. And really what he wanted to do with Teddy's Team was be a support system for survivors and caregivers, but he also wanted them to work towards something they thought their body could never accomplish and also stay physically fit, because he knew the importance of being physically fit as well for heart and stroke health. And so that is why Teddy's Team was created. Teddy's Team participates in the Boston Marathon, the Falmouth Road Race, and then we do a couple of travel marathon or half marathons each year. So coming up technically the end of this year, we have a travel marathon with the Marine Corps Marathon, which is in Virginia and D.C., and then coming up in 2018, we have the Kona half and full marathon in Hawaii. So if anyone's interested in those, you can come and you can run with us at any of those races.
Or just come and cheer you on.
Exactly.
So the event, we're going to be doing this now. It's obviously, we need to charge admission because this is all benefiting Teddy's Team. What is the breakdown in prices for the event?
Sure. Allie and I created this event as part of our fundraising for running the Boston Marathon. Mm-hmm. And we decided to put it after the Boston Marathon just because we knew that a lot of the current Patriots players would be back in town, and the ability of them to be able to come to it would be greater if we had done it before.
Right.
So so there is an admission charge for this particular event, but they range. We have a the regular ticket price, which is just general admission. Adult ticket is $15. We do have a child ticket that is $7.50. And then we also have VIP tickets as well. So people can buy a VIP adult ticket for $100 or a VIP children's ticket for $50. And that will give them front row seating and a special meet and greet opportunity with the celebrity players that are subject to availability.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last opportunity is you can play on the team. So you can play on one of the teams with the players. And that is a donation to the American Stroke Association for $1,000. So that gets you the ability to play. It gets you the opportunity, obviously, to meet and greet with all of them. You get anything signed. You'll get an event T-shirt as well, and you'll get your pictures taken with the players.
Wow.
We'll then have that stuff signed, and you'll get that back after the race. So there's general admission, there's VIP, and then there's the ability to play on the team. And currently, obviously, we have Teddy coming and playing. And again, all of these players are subject to, you know, to attending. They have all said that they are attending, but anything in people's lives can happen. But we have Teddy Bruschi, obviously, coming. We have Patrick Pass, who has been an amazing help in helping us put this together as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have Matt Chatham, who is a three-time Super Bowl champ as well. We have Dan Copen, who everyone in Rhode Island knows.
Yep.
We love Dan.
Mm-hmm.
We have Harold Shaw, who also played from 98 to 2000. We have Chris Sullivan, who played from 96 to 99 and then back again in 01. We have Jim Murphy, who played in 98 for Patriots players. We are also working to try to get Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman as well and get some more current players. So we're working on that. And then for local celebrities, we have the Jessica Schiano playing.
Playing, use that term loosely. I'm just going to be walking around trying to touch Julian Edelman's tush. All right, go ahead. Keep on going.
We also have Mark Searles and Dan Janig, Joe Chiata and Emily Vols from NBC10 that will be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And then and I believe we still have Becca Berger from Hot 106. I know when we changed the date, I think she's still going to be able to come. So hopefully we still have her. And we've been adding local celebrities and players every day. So they can easily just check out the Fast Celebrity Touch Football game benefiting Teddy's Team on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have an event posted on Facebook, and that is updated by Allie and myself every time we get a new player that is added to the team. And it also has the link in which you can actually